is now called to order. The Veterans Affairs Committee meeting has now commenced. As voted on by the committee, this meeting is being held virtually on Microsoft Teams. As we continue our efforts in meeting virtually, we ask all commissioners and guests to mute yourselves until called upon to speak. To avoid feedback and background noise, for those who have dialed in using the call-in number to unmute yourself, to speak, dial 6, star 6 on your phone. Prior to speaking, please announce who you are to identify yourself. As a reminder, this meeting is being recorded. Please be advised the chat function has been disabled and is not available for use. Also, to comply with the state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by wall of roll call using audio. Roll call. William Burks. William Burks.
I think you're muted. William, you need to unmute. Just go to you,
please. Harry Byron.
Present.
Alicia Fuller.
Oh, okay, now I got it.
Got it, gotcha. Thank you, sir.
Here.
Bruce Hayes.
Present.
Ann Hollis.
Present.
Rosio Carey.
Present.
Lorraine Obregon.
Here.
Yeah. Marlon Ruiz. Marlon Ruiz. Tom Tunks.
Present.
Yes, sir. Marcia Woolheater.
Present.
Gotcha. All right, we have a quorum of 9.
Thank you, everyone. I'm sorry again for that late start. All right. Henry is out today. Bruce, is Bruce here for the convocation? For the invocation, sorry.
Father, we come to you with humble hearts. We ask you that you provide us with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding so that we can proceed in this meeting in an orderly manner befit your presence. In this we pray in your name.
Okay, so let's introduce our guests. We have, it looks like, Ms. Jen Gutowski was able to join from the VA. I'm not sure if I saw Matt on there. He said his daughter's got a game tonight, so may not be joining, but he would try to. Do we have Margo from TPD, Tucson PD, on? Okay. And was Sarah able to join from the Keno Memorial Park? And I see Arlette, thank you, from the office of Arizona Senator Mark Kelly. Thank you for joining us tonight. So welcome.
We wanted to let you know that when you introduce we're going to go ahead and do the update as you introduce them.
Okay.
So we could start with 3A would be the first update.
So we're going to combine then 6, the committee reports along with the introduction then?
Kind of. The introduction of guests are going to be guests, and then the committee reports are committees.
Okay. All right. So we'll start with 3A then, with Gutowski.
Hi. Thank you, Madam Chair. Happy New Year, everyone. Great to see everyone. I can't believe it's 2025. 2025 brings a lot of change for us, and I wanted to start with an introduction of a guest. Tonight I have joining with me Ms. Monica Oxford. She is our new chief of CDCE, which is Community Development and Engagement. And she's following Kimmy Kammerer, I know many of you work very closely with Kimmy. So Monica is taking that role as head of that department, and I wanted to have her have an opportunity to introduce herself to all of you, and because I know many of you will work with her. So Monica, over to you to just give a little introduction about yourself and your department. Oh, can't hear you yet. Well, while she's working out her technical difficulties, I'll go ahead and give my update, and hopefully she can unmute herself. But speaking of other transitions, I wanted to share a couple others. My boss, Dr. Stephen Braverman, the VISN 22 Network Director, has been selected for a position, a new one that's called Chief Operating Officer in Central Office. And so my interim replacement is Ms. Steph Young. She is the director at the Asheville VA, and she's going to be filling in for 120 days as acting network director. So that'll be my boss for the next 120 days. Also want to share with you, I have an upcoming transition as well. My associate director for patient care services, Dr. Cassandra Valdez, has been selected for the chief nursing officer position at the network level. So we're going to be wishing her well. That'll be effective February 9th. So I will be in a search for a new nurse executive, and that announcement is live today on USA Jobs. So if you know a good nurse out there, please encourage them to apply. We'll be open not only to VA, but to US as well. So I am in full recruitment for a replacement for Dr. Valdez, and I thank her for her leadership. Some other things I want to mention, I know you received my update, but just a couple of dates I want to point out. Upcoming, we have a MLK Remembrance Walk coming up on Tuesday, January 14th, and that's at the main facility. If you're interested, please let our public affairs know. Orlando Ford is on the call today, should you need any more information about that. We also, please mark your calendar, we have a quarterly mental health open house. This is going to be Thursday, January 30th from 10 to 12 in Building 4, Conference Room A and B, where our mental health team will be inviting our veterans in to learn more about the mental health care services that we provide. And also mark the calendar for same day, that January 30th from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. We're having our quarterly congressional VSO and stakeholder meeting in Building 4, Conference Room A. We're going to have that as a hybrid meeting, so if you can come in person, we would love to see you, but we'll also be able to do that online as well that for those that can't join. So I hope to see you at those upcoming events. Some other hot topics is there is a big transition happening for My Healthy Vet. It's moving to a more secure platform that's called VA.gov. And so soon folks will be faced with being forced to go into VA.gov, but it's a more secure location. Our team can help folks that have questions about that, but if you can help me spread the word that they'll want to go on and start working through that process now, that will make it easier once the transition happens, and I believe the transition happens quite soon at the end of January is what I believe it is. And then just want to end with please continue to let us know about other opportunities for outreach in the community. Love getting out there. Tomorrow I'm going to be speaking to a group with the Marana Chamber of Commerce. I love getting out there. My team loves getting out there. So keep that those contacts forwarding so that we can reach out to our rural veterans and our veterans that are here in the area that are just not using or aware of the services that we offer. And I'll conclude this evening with the final report is our emergency department is under long-awaited construction. And so pardon our dust, so to speak, as we work through this. So there are some new signage. It'll continue to evolve. So please be aware of that as you come onto the campus for any emergency care. We do have the main entrance just relocated right now a little bit down the way, but this will be dynamic as we move forward with that construction. Again, we're very excited for that. Monica, let me check in with you to see if you're able. Oh, it looks like she might have.
I am. I'm here.
Oh, great, great. Let me turn over to you to give opportunity for introducing yourself. Go ahead, Monica.
Perfect. Sorry about those technical difficulties. As Ms. Gutowski said, my name is Monica Oxford. I've been with RVA for 22 years. I'm a Marine Corps veteran and I'm a native to Tucson. It's a pleasure to meet you all.
Thank you, Monica. We're excited for you and your leadership with Veterans Service Officers. Let me now pause there, see if it's possible to take any questions. Thank you. Okay, I'll return the floor to you, Chair. Thank you.
Oh, Terry, I see your hand.
Well, I was just going to welcome Monica. I think we've already been in touch on a couple of things already. And so we're sad to see Kimmy go, but welcome. And being a Marine Corps veteran, we will invite you to join one of our Marine Corps League detachments.
I would love to do that. Thank you so much.
What side of town do you live on, Monica?
I'm on the west side of town.
Yeah, northwest. What side west? North, south?
Oh, I'm right up against Star Pass.
Ah, then Tara, gonna have to aim her toward 007.
Nah, we can carpool.
Well, there's also the Women Marines Association that would also be happy to have you too. They meet once a month sometimes, and they invite us other women vets from other services to join them just for a little lunch. So you're welcome to this too. All right. Any other questions or comments? Okay.
Are you buying lunch at the Women's Marines thing?
We all buy our own lunch, but I will tell you, those ladies show you how to use that menu and make a little cost savings. And they know us, so they give us, like, free bread and snacks.
Yeah, well, I'm the commandant up in Marin, and I won't say no to an invitation.
You're welcome to come out.
send me the link. Okay. Anyway, so we'll get back to the meeting.
And there was someone from AZDBS, one of the, oh gosh, there's a virtual one for Marines, and it's not just statewide, it's like across the nation, like all the Marines get together. I think it's like once a month, a little virtual thing. So I'm not a Marine, so I don't know more. All right. Let's see, of our other guests, I think we only had Arleth, are you on, Madame?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. And I think the cameras may be working. Maybe not. Hi, everybody. I'm so glad to be back. This is my second meeting. I'm also just super excited for 2025. We have a lot of exciting things going on in our office. Senator Kelly is right to work. He is in D.C. right now. They're already starting on some votes, obviously, for several positions, a couple of bills that are getting signed by the Senate, and then just continuing the hard work of meeting with folks as the transition happens, and excited to work with his counterparts for all the different things that we're going to be doing for these next couple of years. Was super excited to be there for Senator Gallego, and we're getting acquainted with his staff as well so that we can partner on major legislation, especially with NDAA coming up and what that means for our VA hospitals here in Arizona and all our military bases. So for the next 2 months, he's pretty much up in the D.C. area focused on being on the floor and doing those votes. Our staff here in the state is going to be focused on continuing our outreach to all of the different veteran groups, and then, of course, continued casework to help veterans kind of get through their processes with different federal agencies. So other than that, I'm happy to answer any questions, but if not, Rocio has my contact information if anybody wants to to reach out to our office, either for outreach or if you have any questions about some of the things that are going on. I just wanted to highlight two of the big ones. The Elizabeth Dole Act was signed on January 2nd, which is going to impact not only our VA hospitals, but just veterans in so many different ways, education and a couple of other major things. But the other major thing that happened is the court decision on GI Bill benefits. So if you paid into Montgomery GI Bill and you also were a part of the post 9/11 GI Bill, please make sure you're reaching out to our regional office to see if you have any benefits left that can help you with your continued education. So I know I'll be doing that personally, and I was really excited to hear that they did the right thing and got this through for our veterans. But other than that, just happy to be here and hearing all the great things that are going on at the Tucson VA, and then of course with all the things you guys are working on. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for that, Arlette. I did hear rumors that Davis Monthan, their mission is changing. They're going to be adding on more they're going to be more focused on special operations. Is that true?
So I know they have a couple of new units going that do have that focus. The senators, you know, priorities on keeping some of those flight missions here. That's still conversations that are happening, but I'll definitely send a note up to our legislative team and see if they have any background information that I can provide you.
Yeah, that'll definitely change the demographic. We may get more folks that are going to be more wounded, you know, because of that line of work, you know, so, and also for the employers, right, disabled vet type stuff. And our VSOs stepping in to help them with their claims when they're transitioning out too. So Wonderful. Thank you for that.
Of course.
Let's see. Any questions or comments from anyone? All right. Well, thank you so much, our guests. Arlette, you know, any of your other counterparts, any of the other representatives, especially with, you know, some that are moving in, please invite them. We are welcome to hear what they're all doing, especially with legislation, you know. Things that are coming through, please let us know so we can help support wherever we can too, right? I believe a few months ago, Mark Kelly had a hiring fair, right, at Yuma. So any word we can help spread for those types of things, you know?
Yeah, of course. We had a Veterans Resource Fair out in Yuma. We wanted to make sure that we were focused on the rural folks. This year, we're probably going to have another Veterans Resource Fair, and we're also going to continue to partner with the Veteran Forum folks that were previously led by Senator Sinema's staff, but continue to be a big part of the veteran community. So I spoke to Orlando and gave him a heads up that as that's coming up and we're planning that, we will definitely keep everybody here in the loop so that you guys can be aware of those forums and those resource fairs. And I will absolutely be sending a note to Kyle, who represents Congressman Siskamani, and then as soon as I hear who's going to be heading veteran stuff for Senator Gallego, I will absolutely let them know as well.
Absolutely. I'm also hearing chatter that there's talks of a Southern Arizona Veterans Chamber of Commerce. Have you heard that chatter too?
I have not, so I'm not sure who that's coming from, but if you do hear anything, I'd like to be in the loop.
Absolutely. We'll share that. Thank you so much, Arlette. As always, our guests, thank you so much for all this information. We really appreciate it. Okay, so now on to item 4, our legal action report. I believe that was Bruce, right?
I did not realize that I was responsible for a report in my new position, and I will definitely look into that for the future. So no report for today.
Thank you for that. All right, item 5.
Item 4 is the approval of the legal action report from the last meeting that you guys are in the packet that we vote on.
Thank you for clarifying that.
So it's okay. I just want to make sure we get the votes right.
True. You're right. Any questions or concerns on last meeting's legal action report?
This is Terry Byron, and I'll make a motion to accept the report. Once my name is spelled correctly, it's got one too many Y's in it. So Not that it matters that much.
It got a little happy.
Sounds
with the
same. But that's my motion. Except,
okay. I'm sorry, we'll fix that.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Go ahead.
All right, roll call.
All right, William Burks.
He's still on mute.
William Burks.
He's trying to get him to there.
Terry Byron.
Yes.
Alicia Fuller.
Yes.
Bruce Hayes.
Yes.
Ann Hollis. Ann Hollis. Ann Hollis.
She's giving a thumbs up. Her
she's perfect.
Audio.
Rosie O'Carey.
Yes.
Lorraine Obregon.
Yes.
Tom Tunks.
Yes.
Marcia Woolheater.
Yes.
Passes 9-0.
Thank you.
You know what? I did not hear you call my name on roll call. Barnhart, Jim Barnhart.
I'm not sure if you received your emails, but I believe BCC's has removed you due to attendance. So you can attend the meeting, but you can't count towards quorum or make any votes.
Okay.
I apologize. But there was a few emails sent out, I believe.
Did you miss more than four?
I did not. When is the fiscal year start? When did you start? January?
It's when your term starts. BCC's let us know that if you had any questions that he would that you could reach out to him. They'll be back in office tomorrow, 8 to 5.
Reach out to who? I'm sorry.
Renee Figueroa.
Okay.
And then it's just our office number 520-791-4213.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And there was a few emails sent, so if you check your email, you might be able to see on there, too.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing that up, Jim. All right. Item 5, Treasurer's Report. Terry?
What do you mean, Terry?
You're not it yet. When do we...
No, I... So the Treasurer's Report was sent out to the committee from Francisco. But the beginning balance was $2,590.29. We had no income. We had expenses for Operation Exodus of $1,177.05 and a pallet of water for the military lounge of $191.52. So the total expenses was $1,368.57. Leaving a new balance of $1,221.72.
Okay. Any questions or comments? All right. Do we get a first or a second on that?
I make a motion that we approve the report as read.
Lorraine Obregon, I second the motion.
All right. Roll call.
William Burks?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Alicia Fuller?
Yes.
Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Rocio Carey?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregon?
Yes.
Tom Tunks?
Yes.
And Marcia Woolheater.
Yes.
It passes 9-0.
Thank you. Okay, so now item, well, we kind of covered quite a bit of the information there from item 6. But we still need something for 6A, the Veterans Memorial Cemetery. Anne, do you happen to have any updates for them?
I don't have any updates.
Thank you for that. And anything for the Arizona Department of Veteran Services? I see we lost Tuffy off of here. Okay. We'll talk about that there, too. Military Lounge, Operation Exodus. Terry, you kind of talked about the pallets and the water that we got them to.
Anything else? I'll have to send the pictures of me and Marty making the delivery of the food and arranging for the water. I haven't gotten a report back from James. I'll reach out to him and hopefully have some numbers and some comments from what the soldiers had to say or how it all went, since the push and pull has already happened. So I apologize. I didn't ask him sooner.
No worries. So it sounds like you've had some good comms there with James. I know it was kind of a little touch and go there for a bit.
So. Yeah, no, it's good. We've got James on board and he knows to reach out if he needs anything. And the guy that Marty was talking to previously about water, I got to meet him. So we exchanged phone numbers. So if they need water for the lounge, they know to call me.
Thank you again. All right. So now on to item 6. The Memorial Veterans, but it kind of coincides with 8 also.
Can I speak on that?
Yes.
Can I speak on that? Jim Barnhart, I'm with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 106, and we are going to dedicate a black granite memorial with the 107 Pima County veterans that were killed in action in Vietnam. And we're going to dedicate it on March the 29th of 2025 at 9 a.m. at the Keno Veterans Memorial Park. And then on with the luncheon, we are also having a luncheon on March the 29th, 2025 at 11 a.m. at Camino Desert Diamond Casino, I'm sorry, and it's going to be free for the first 200 Vietnam veterans. Now, you do not have to have been in country. You can just, the fact that you were in the military, you're a Vietnam vet era, is what we're calling. So the first 200 that registers for that, it's a free lunch at Desert Diamond Casino. And I guess what I'd like to get you a flyer on that, maybe. I don't know if you could pass that out to all your Vietnam veterans or people that you know to let them know that they're welcome to attend. And getting back to the wall, we started out with a cost of $7,500. And Terry, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe our cost has gone up. So we're looking for donations for that wall. I can send you all a flyer on both of these events, and if you want to post them somewhere, send them to whomever, or post, especially the dinner, post the dinner for Vietnam veterans. We'd like to have them out.
There.
And I believe that's it, unless anybody has any questions. Okay, thank you.
Terry, you wanted to add on some?
There's an Eventbrite for the ceremony and luncheon, so you can RSVP. I will get those flyers, Jim, over to Francisco for him to share with the committee.
And feel free to post on our Facebook page, too.
Will do.
The $7,500 or plus now, is that from the vandalism there, the replacing the plaques?
No, it's, well, kind of, because we're going to, instead of doing just a single bronze plaque, we are looking at adding 3 small granite plaques for the donors that have contributed to making the memorial happen. That and the engraving of the black granite marker for the 107 was way more costly than we had originally anticipated.
So they didn't have insurance or anything that would help cover?
Well, no, that's totally separate because this is a new project.
Okay.
So, but as far as I know, with the missing memorials at Keno Veteran Memorial Park, they have some type of insurance, but it wasn't the way they explained it on the call. It's not really very helpful. And I know that they are working on getting quotes and stuff from local vendors. Cause I went and talked to my granite guy and he said, yeah, they approached me and talked to me and I gave them my 2 cents. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully I'll email you, an update cause I'll be speaking with Mrs. Horvath, sooner than later because we have the ceremony coming up.
All right. Any questions or comments from anyone? Okay. Thank you all for that.
Sorry, Chair. This is Lorraine Obregon. I have some questions and I have some comments because that really hits to the heart. First of all, I apologize to everyone. I'm having camera issues, so hopefully I can get that fixed by next time. Usually my camera works. But so I have concerns as a Gold Star mother. It's a Gold Star family park. And a fourth generation Gold Star mother that our city of Tucson has not, I know it, they transitioned over to Pima County as having their responsibility, but we owe it to our service members. Why are we not getting this done? Why don't we have this as priority is what I want to say. Why have we not replaced those, markers or I want to say, I don't know how else to describe them because we're talking, it happened over the summer. Here it is, 25 January. Are we going to wait till another year? We're going to have so many other services and I'm not coming down on anybody here. I just want that everyone to be clear. I have concerns that there was a crime committed. They stole the emblems that were designed specifically for the different branches. And yet we still don't have those compensated by insurance as minimal or even replaced. What are we doing for that? And how can we get our mayor and council involved and really mayor because it is city of Tucson. It's the family Gold Star Park and it is still in the city limits and it is still a public place. It's not private property. How can we assure to our veterans that served and the families that died and sacrificed, gave all, how can we assure that we're going to get that done? And when will that be done before we have other, other ceremonies and things like that? I mean, this is just shameful that somebody would steal that and then we're still trying to haggle out the business end of it. So that's all I had to say. Hopefully we can get this resolved. If it's not resolved, we should continue it on old business and keep pressing for this because certainly they didn't die in vain, So thank you.
Any other comments? Yes, Terry.
So I know that working in the cemetery, a marker cannot be made overnight. It takes time. It takes planning. They're also looking at making repairs to the surfaces that were damaged. I know that they've reached out to National Gold Star Mothers and they are sending a new star to be placed at the park. But there's a lot of planning that needs to happen. It's not just a simple, I can go down to Walmart and buy a sign and have it engraved and place it back up. It's being handled. They're working on it. They're actively working on it. And I will have a further update next month.
Okay. All right. Yes, Lori.
Yes. And I understand that, Terry. I think coming from my side, it's so frustrating because we don't have updates or at least specifically from our mayor and saying, you know, and I understand maybe my perception of, I shouldn't even use the word perception, my expectation would be that we would have updates as just Gold Star families or citizens, or that our military service members and veterans and all of that, aside from the logistics. I understand logistics as far as that goes, but it's very frustrating to have no word as to what's going on from our mayor. I mean, this is a city of Tucson mayor issue passed over to the Pima County, and I'm just hoping, other than you, Terry, that would be doing the legwork, I would think that there's some kind of responsibility coming from our leaders in our city, instead of passing it on to, you know, a volunteer. And no offense, because you do far beyond. I mean, there's no doubt. But I do have concerns about how it's kind of just not priority, and it should be priority. And that's all.
Okay. Yes, Terry.
Okay. All right. So now on to item the four chaplain ceremony, 60. Terry.
So the four chaplain ceremony is in the works. If please help spread the word. I believe we shared the flyer recently. I can send it again. We're looking for lots of participation wreath layers, and we've got the band solidified. We've got several people ready to place wreaths. Rocio, I'm going to count on you to run the ceremony again. Chaplain John Zink, who usually helps us out, is in Alaska as a interim Baptist church pastor, so he's not available to help us with the ceremony. And you did a great job last year.
So, were you able to find a national anthem singer yet?
No, but in communicating with the band, they have a way to play the Star Spangled Banner, which I think would be really cool.
Okay. Bruce, I think you had your hand up first, and then we'll go on there. Marcia, next.
I just wanted to volunteer as a wreath layer if that's where I'm needed.
If the organizations bring their own wreaths, so we could certainly task you with placing City of Tucson Veterans Affairs Committee wreath during the ceremony. I may have some other openings too, Bruce. I'll let you know.
Marcia?
Hi, I'm sorry, I don't know if it just raised my hand, but I will be attending the four chaplains to lay wreaths for other organizations, but I can also come early and have some more volunteers for whatever you need to set up and get going, and I can talk to you afterwards if you would like.
Terry. Okay, Marcia, I just need you to, if you could shoot me an email with the names of the organizations you're representing. And I appreciate the offer for volunteers, but Dignity Memorial helps provide the chairs and the canopy and refreshments, and they also do the live stream for us. Which we may want to change that to see if we could do it on our Facebook page rather than there. So maybe you could log in for them and then they can live stream it from the VAC page.
Okay. That's an idea. Thank you.
I just had that thought there, Rocio. And then because I have those people there, I don't, you know, normally we're pretty good with getting it set up and taken down, but I appreciate it. Thank you. I think Tom raised his hand.
Tom, I see your hand up.
Yes, Terry, do you think we should reach out to Sylvia Quigley, the Department of Arizona Chaplain, Marine Corps League, for the chaplain services?
I already did. She volunteered to do whatever I needed, so thank you, sir.
I don't know why I doubted that. Thank you very much, Terry.
And we do have a woman vet that sings. She's a blues singer around town.
blues jazz singer. She's a retired command sergeant major. Amazing chops. She could do the national anthem.
Well, if you want to ask her, the position is open. I mean, if, you know, the band is a backup.
I will ask, because I know she has her band that goes around town too. So I'll see if she's available for that. Okay,
great.
Can't remember the name off the top of my head, but I'll look her up. Okay. Any other questions, comments? Tom, did you have another question?
Negative. Terry, I got a singer I'll put you in touch with too as well for a backup in case the command sergeant major can't do it.
All right. Well, we're going to need somebody for the Nighthawk 7-2 ceremony, so.
You'll have a few then, you know, to keep on your list to reach out to.
Well, and I need them for Memorial Day, and yeah, so it's great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And that kind of leads into item 7, the Nighthawk 7-2 events. Terry?
So we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of, well, we're not celebrating. We're having a memorial service, very somber. 25th anniversary of 19 Marines that were killed during an Osprey training accident at Marana Regional Airport. So all are welcome to participate. And again, we're looking for wreath layers to participate during that ceremony at 10 a.m. on April 5th. And then we're doing a candlelight ceremony that evening at 8 p.m., which is when the crash actually occurred 25 years ago. And so as many people that could participate with that, that would be awesome as well. And I'll send the flyer out to Francisco.
Okay. All right. So now on to item 9, our social media presence. So just make sure that you guys are sharing information with Francisco so you can disseminate it to all of us, flyers and everything like you've been doing. Keep that up. And also don't forget that we have the Facebook page that you can also post on. And it's open to everyone. Okay. But any questions or comments there on that one? All right, item 10, outreach to the mayor. Let's see, Lorraine kind of brought up one comment, you know, to kind of bring back to the mayor. Were there any other questions or comments to bring back? Tom, was your hand still up?
No, I don't know why it hasn't disappeared. I don't know.
Terry, you were next.
I just wanted to ask the clerks, Francisco and Amari, is there some reason a committee member couldn't attend the city council meeting and ask these questions since we aren't getting a response?
Any member of the public is welcome to call to the audience. The regular meeting does start at 5:30. We do give out the call to the audience card from 5 to 5:30. We can't guarantee that she'll call on your guys' names, but since you guys haven't been and haven't spoken at the meeting before, I would have high hopes that she would call your names because she's kind of trying to give more people the opportunity to speak at the meetings. So that is up to you guys. You guys can come and attend the mayor and council meetings for outreach. We have sent emails. I know it was during the holidays and stuff. I know she has a lot of work travel coming up. We have tried, our city clerk is out on medical leave as well, so it's just been, it's been a lot going on here at the city as well, so we can send more emails to the mayor and her staff, or you guys can come to the mayor and council meeting. It is 100% up to you guys, but I do want you guys to know these emails are being sent, they are being distributed.
Thank you. I had another question, actually, because I subscribe to the City of Tucson newsletter. Is there a way for us to, I'm not sure how to get an event on there because I know like Second Saturdays have been on there and other events. Is there a way to get the four chaplain ceremony on there before, more than 2 days before it's going to happen?
I can talk to Yolanda, which is the chief deputy city clerk who's covering Suzanne Message, as the city, I mentioned the city clerk is out right now, and we are unaware of the return date. So yeah, I can go ahead and ask Yolanda and get back to you guys. I could send an email to you, Terry.
Okay, that'd be great.
And it's in the mayor's newsletter, right?
Yeah.
Or the city of Tucson?
The city of Tucson, yeah.
Okay. We'll go ahead and ask about that.
All right. Next, Lorraine.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Lorraine Obregon here, Gold Star Mother. Thank you for that. And I have to reiterate what Terry said. I, too, would like to have something, if we can, have the mayor, if she can't address us, like let's say suppose we show up and we go to the meetings and we don't actually get called on, because I know they're random and the time and all of that, and it depends on the topics, or you know, sometimes it could be heated, and hopefully this is not going to be a heated topic, but if she doesn't, is there any way that you could please send out an email again? Because, you know, these virtual meetings, even if the mayor can't attend, maybe she can have a representative in her place that would attend the meetings, because it makes it super easy. I know it seems like not a difficult request or not, but at least some point, if you could just be consistent, if you don't mind, and send her, you know, send her our schedule for the year, up until we go dark, of course, because certainly it's got to be a day that she's available. So that way, and I'm certain that if we actually got an opportunity to speak to the mayor, I think that she would really hear us when we're talking about our Gold Star Family Park, you know, with the medallions that are missing and things like that, other information. But I like the idea, I'm changing topics here. I like the idea of adding information for general public or public announcements. I think that's really important for events, or like we have Wreaths Across America, but now we're in the new year, of course. So if we can get those in ahead of time, I think we'd have bigger participation. I think there's just probably not enough advertising out there. And I don't like to use that word advertising, because we're honoring them, you know, our veterans, those who have served the fallen. Any event. Yeah, that's all I had to say. Thank you.
We will go ahead and send the emails and stuff, and make sure management's on there so they're seeing it and stuff.
And I sent that information. Her name's Connie Brannick. I just, while y'all were chatting, I was sending her the flyer and everything there for that, Terry, for the four chaplains. Okay. All right. So now item 11, fundraising. We spent quite a bit. We have a little bit left, but we got to make sure that keeps coming, because typically we do help fund some things also for the four chaplains. I think it's the restrooms, right, is typically what we bring to the ceremony there. Am I correct?
Yeah, we have the restrooms. We pay for the restroom, and we pay for the band. And unfortunately, we can't manage to get the restroom donated, so... and then the band, they're all volunteers, and so they could use to be compensated for their gas. I'm not sure what all they do with their funds. I should certainly ask, but they do appreciate a donation. Anne can answer that question because her husband's part of the band.
Right. They use that music, they use the money to help buy more music for the members. And to assist with, the uniforms, which are actually pretty expensive, so to help support the band itself, it doesn't go to individuals.
Okay. Well, even then, the restrooms, right? How much? I'm trying to think off the top of my head, and I'm like, oh, I should have had that form ready about how much. Let me see if I can pull it last year's. There's October.
It's about $150.
Okay. To rent the restroom. So.
Okay. Or less. Something like that.
All right. So any ideas y'all have? Make sure y'all bring those up. Okay.
So we have an annual letter that we normally send out. So I can certainly do that again. If you have someone specific that you want to send a request to, please give me the address. Dignity Memorial sponsors that mailing. So they'll print it and post it. So we just need people to contact that perhaps will donate money. Again, the VAC is not a 501c3. So as organizations, we are 501c3s. Some of us are. And so if we could donate money to the VAC with permission from our members, that would be great. Our organization members, not the committee members.
All right. Okay, so item 12, the Veterans Day Parade, memorials. Any questions or comments on that?
One second on that, if we could go back to the four chaplains, please. Tom, sure. Tell us. Terry, get me a price on the bathrooms. If you can, get me a solidified price, and I'm pretty sure that Nighthawk 72 can donate to that.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Thank you for that, Tom. All right. Can you go back?
And then can we separate those two items? Because there's no memorials that have to do with the Veterans Day Parade. This should be two different topics. I'm not sure how it got combined. But
I think the last meeting you guys asked us to combine them, so we did. If you guys want us to uncombine them, we can.
Well, I think it needs to be combined with a different topic, just not the Veterans Day Parade. Which I think it already is combined with something else. But I will be the Tucson Veterans Day Parade Foundation will be meeting at the end of the month to begin planning for the 2025 Veterans Day Parade. And so I will have a better update after that meeting. If anybody would like to join the foundation committee, volunteers are welcome.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay, so item 13, election of chaplain. Is this going to be like an official position now separate from that, right? Is this why we talked about it?
Yes, on the last elections, when we had all the elections, we didn't include the chaplain.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you're aware of or got the email Savernay sent, but Henry Johnson is no longer a part of the committee because he hit his 8 years.
Okay.
So you guys would have to appoint somebody completely new. And then we can take roll call and vote on it.
All right. Do we have to do nominations for this one?
If you guys would like, or you could appoint somebody you would like.
I say nominations because I want people to, I don't want to volunteer anyone. You know.
Yeah, no, so. That's fine. We can take nominations now and vote next meeting, or we can take nominations and vote. Same meeting. It's up to you guys.
What do y'all think?
Well, I'll make a motion that Bruce Hayes does it because he does such a great job now.
I agree with that.
I'll second that notion. Lorraine Obregon.
Am I capable of handling two positions at one time?
Bruce, do you accept?
Yes,
if you
do.
Accept, yes.
Okay. Do we need a roll call for this?
Yes.
Or first or second? Well, we already have first and second.
All right, we'll start. We'll call William Burks.
Yes.
Harry Byron.
Yes.
Alicia Fuller.
Yes.
Ann Hollis.
Yes.
Rocio Carey.
Yes.
Lorraine Obregon.
Yes.
Tom Tunks?
Yes.
And Marcia Woolheater?
Yes.
Perfect. Passes 8-0.
Okay. All right. So on to 14. Current events for the good of the order. We'll go down roll call here.
William Burks. Terry Byron?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. We've got the four chaplains on February 2nd. We've got the Vietnam Veteran Day ceremony and dedication and luncheon on March 29th. We've got April 5th, I believe it's April 5th, for the Nighthawk 7-2 memorial service at 10 a.m., and a candlelight service at 8 p.m. And then future event in May would be Memorial Day.
Alicia Fuller.
Hello, nothing this month, but Happy New Year.
And I saw your flyers come out, Alicia, that were sent around for the upcoming stand down too. So thank you for that.
Yes.
Bruce Hayes.
Nothing to add. Thank you.
All right. Ann Hollis.
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Rocio Carey.
So just a reminder not to miss meetings. We actually have lost a few folks. If you miss four in a row, you will have immediate removal off of the committee. If you miss more than four, and I think it's a calendar year, if I'm correct, then you can stay on until the end of the year. So we've lost a couple people because of that, not just because their time was up. So please help us continue to recruit and bring some more folks in and stuff too. Terry has the letter for that. So remember that. Yeah, and just keep sharing items, not just to Francisco to distribute, but also on our Facebook page there too. And that's it for me.
All right. Lorraine Obregon?
Yes, thank you all for your service. Happy New Year. And for the good of the order, I just want to let Ms. Rios, I don't know if she's still on there, from our Senator Kelly's office, thank you for the update on the Senator Elizabeth Dole 21st Century Veterans, I guess it's Health Care and Benefits Improvement Act. That's really important to know because I know that I keep advocating for disabled American veterans, and that's DAV.org. Please spread the word. It's really important. That's how we get this transformation and kind of a comprehensive, I want to say, collaboration from all of us. If we can get involved, take action. And just to kind of give you a little bit something on that, that's something that we kept pushing for, and I was really glad to hear. Did the president sign it is one of my questions, because I know I think it was December 14th or 17th, I think something like that. It was accepted, but I think it was pending signature. So I'm hoping that that was actually signed, because passing and having it really enact is two different things. If so, if he did, this is great, because it's going to help the veterans for health care and benefits. They'll streamline the disability claims, because God knows that those are so backed up. They'll have access to job training and employment opportunities. It'll also help veteran homelessness, which has always been near and dear. Strengthen mental health services, and it'll also ease the burden for disabled American veterans and the aging to receive at-home care. Very important. Home health is really important for them. That would be great to know that. So maybe next time we come to the session, I'd like to ask if that actually was signed by the president, because then I know that for sure is going to be enacted this year. Thank you so much. Don't forget to get out there and get involved, DAV.org. And also one last thing, there's 2-for-1 Wreaths Across America, whatever organization people want to support. You can get 2-for-1 now, I believe, until January 14th. And thank you all for your service.
Thank you. And then Tom Tunks?
No, nothing there.
And Marcia Woolheater?
I have nothing to add. Just to say Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, that's everyone.
Excellent. Okay. So item 15, do you have any future agenda items? The only thing I'm going to try to do is try and get more representatives, you know, our veteran representatives, veteran reps for our representatives like Garleth, also added on here so we hear from them too. Any questions or concerns with that? Maybe trying to hear from them what's going on. Okay. Any other ideas or comments? Terry, I thought you had your head
down. Yeah, I had a question about possibly looking at maybe having a in-person meeting rather than a virtual meeting, or perhaps bring that topic up again about having a in-person meetings versus virtual.
I had to fill out the paperwork for that in December, and it came to me after our meeting and everything. Well, before I didn't have a chance to bring it up and everything. Are we able to, if we change our mind, Francisco, to switch that up, or do we have to wait a whole nother year for that?
I'm not sure. We haven't had that change before, but let me ask BCCs in the morning when they come in, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I just kind of continued with that the way it's going. But if we can change that up, if y'all are interested, we can revisit that. Yes, Terry?
The other question I had was for Francisco and Amari. How, if someone gets booted from unattending or non-attendance record, is there a time limit before they can rejoin?
I don't believe so. I think that Renee had mentioned to us that if you guys had questions to reach out to him, but he did let us know that the ones that have got removed due to attendance can get a letter from their organization to reappoint them. It just has to go through the whole process again, the letter, mayor and council approval, and then the loyalty oath and so forth. So it's very possible for them to get back on.
Thank you.
Of course.
Lori?
Yes, thank you, Chair. So I just have a question with this information, or I would say good of the order that Terry brought up. I have a little bit of concern for those of us that can't be at two places at one time, like you're getting either off of work or and then in-person meeting. Is there any way we can consider a hybrid? Because I know that sometimes
that was an option. Is that correct?
Yes, that is one of the options, too.
Oh, okay, perfect. Because we may lose attendance if it has to be in person.
Okay. Good point. Anything else? All right. So on to item 16, benediction. Bruce, if you can lead us out.
All right. Thank you, Father, for this meeting. Thank you that we were productive this evening. We ask you that you provide a hedge of protection around everyone until we meet again. And we especially thank you for everything that you provide us each and every day. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So 7:06, we end the meeting. We will see you February 12th, if not the four chaplain ceremony before then. Good night, everyone.